Tonight's daf is daf Yud Ches. Now, Chagiga Yud Ches might be the most well-known daf in Maseches Chagiga. That is because it speaks about Chol HaMoed, the Isser Melach and Chol HaMoed. So the Gemara, we got to two lines down on Yud Ches Amar Aleph, Reish Lakish Amar. Reish Lakish says, V'chaga Katsir. So Eze Chag Shata Chogi. He's still talking about the topic of Tashlumim for Shavuos. So it says, Eze chag shata chogeg v'kotzer. But what's the yantif where you celebrate, then you do a ktsira? Havi omer is atzeres. This must be atzeres. It must be referring to Shavuos. So emas, when exactly are you going to be doing the ktsira? Ilema b'yamtif. Ktsira b'yamtif mishari. If you say you're doing the ktsira on yantif itself, we know ktsira is one of the malachas that are not permitted on yantif. So that can't be the case. El alav, the tashlum must be the day after Shavuos, the next 6 days afterwards, where you can do ksir, there you may chol, but it still has a din of atzeres, still has a din of Shavuos, and that you have tashlumim for the karbanos. So then the Gemara says, Amr Yochanan, Yochanan challenges Reish Lakish, and says, Ella, Miata, according to your logic, Reish Lakish, Chag Ha'asif, when it comes to talking about Sukkis, Eze Chag Shiesh Ba'asifa, what's the time of year, what's the yantiv that we have in Asif, where you gather all the food, right? Because they cut all the food in Shavuos, that'd be Ketzira. They let it sit out all summer to dry, and then before rain, they bring everything inside. So that's the Asifa, that's the gathering. So what's the heavy Omer? Ze Chag Asukkis, that's the Sukkis time when you bring in Asifa. Seema, so when exactly are you doing this Asifa? Ilema, if you're saying Beyamtif, Malach b'yamtiv mishari, you're allowed to do an asifa. So the Gemara says that's a type of a malacha. What's a malacha? So I'm not sure what the Rishonim say here at all, but l'chor it's me'amer, gathering it together. So that's not permitted. So it can't be referring to yamtiv. Ela b'chol shemoed, must be referring to the day afterwards. Well, chol shemoed mishari, can you do malacha on chol hamoed? So ela, it must be, can be taken to be that when you do an actual asifa, it means ela chag haba bezman asifa. Yantif, it comes in the time in asifa. Not that there's a ma'is asifa, in the season of asifa, but there's no diak that there's yantif being celebrated and this chol hamoed being celebrated during the ma'is asifa. So hachat nami, so according to this logic here as well, when it comes to atzeres, it doesn't mean a chag that you're doing that iktzir on, rather it means chag haba bizman ketzira. It's referring to a yantiv that comes this season of ketzira, it's referring to Shavuos, but there is no proof from this pasuk that the days after Shavuos that you're doing a ma'isa ketzira and it's still called atzeres as a proof for tashlumim. Now we do agree that there is tashlumim for Shavuos, but this pasuk according to Rabbi Yochanan does not serve as a source. So Gemara now says, Mechlal de Tervayu Svirlu, what comes out of both these opinions of Yochanan Reish Lakish is that the Cholo Shel Moed Osir Ba'asiyas Melacha, one's not allowed to do Melacha on Chol HaMoed. Why not? How do they know this? The Tanya Rabbanan, the Braisa says, Es Chag HaMatos Tishmor, Shivas Yamim, you're supposed to preserve the Yantif of Matos of Pesach for 7 days. Limei to teach us, Al Cholo Shel Moed, She'osir Ba'asiyas Melacha, Divrei Rabbi Yosha, that there's 7 days of Matos, 7 days of Pesach. There's only one day of Yantiv at the beginning, one day at the end. It must be that all 7 days, there's some level of Isser Malacha Midderaisa, according to Rabbi Yoshia. Comes on Rabbi Yonasan, and he says, Omer, Eino Tzarech, you don't need the Pasuk to teach me that. It's a Kal V'Chomer. What's the Kal V'Chomer? Ma Rishon Rishvi She'en Kedusha Lefneim Ulachreim, that just like the first day and the last day of Pesach, they don't have both a day before and after where it's Kadosh, yet Aser Basiyas Malacha, but yet those days themselves are independently Aser. So Chol HaMoed, Sheish Kedush Lefneim Ulachreim, Chol HaMoed, which is sandwiched between a Yantiv of the beginning and Yantiv of the end, so certainly it's surrounded by Kedusha, Eino Din Sheyehe Aser Ba'asiyas Melacha, so certainly that they should be Aser Ba'asiyas Melacha. So it's a Kal V'Chomer, you don't need a Pasuk to prove that Chol HaMoed is Aser B'Melacha. The Gemara says now, according to that logic of Yonasan, Sheishes Yimei Breishes Yochichu, Sheish Kedusha Lefneim Ulacharem. Every single week we have a Shabbos in the beginning, Shabbos at the end. So they're sandwiched between two Shabbosos, two Yimei Kodesh. Two. So the Gemara says, and yet we find that Mutarin Basiyas Melacha, then you're allowed to still do Melacha on the days of the week, obviously. So that's not, it can't be used at Kal V'Chomer. So the Gemara says, no, you can't bring me a Kashya from Sheishes Yimei Breishes, because Mala Sheishes Yimei Breishes She'ein Bahen Karban Musaf. There's no Karban Musaf brought during the week at all, so there's no Kedusha to it. Tomer B'Chol HaShemoed Sheish B'Karban Musaf. You're going to say, what about the Chol HaShemoed? It's both sandwiched by Yom Tif, and also you bring a Karban Musaf on each day of Chol HaMoed, so that becomes a higher level than a regular Chol, and it does warrant an Isser Melacha. So the Gemara says, look at Rosh Chodesh Yochiach, Sheish Bo Karban Musaf, yet it's Mutar B'Asiyas Melacha. We know we bring a carbon sire on Rosh Chodesh, yet it's Mutar B'Melacha. So too, we shouldn't be surprised that Chol HaMoed also has a Karban Musaf, yet it might be Mutar B'Melacha. So just Tosfos in the bottom points out for a second. Look at Tosfos, Rosh Chodesh Yochiach, four lines up. He says, Rosh Chodesh Yochiach, Dishari Basias Malacha, you're permitted to do Malacha on Rosh Chodesh, Shekein Eino Kar Yomtev. It's not called a Yomtev. But Perek Gimel de Megillah, the Gam Eino Neserach Mishim Minog. The only Isser Malach we have on Rosh Chodesh, only Alts Minog, not because of there's a Isser Yomtev. The Chi Kamer Rosh Hashanah Mishim Bitum Malach Al Am, Bishte Yomim de Rosh Chodesh. So Rosh Hashanah Mari, there's a Gemara Rosh Hashanah that refers to there's 2 days that the Am went into doing Malach on Rosh Chodesh. That wasn't referring to a regular Rosh Chodesh, that's referring to Rosh Chodesh Rosh Hashanah. That's the only Rosh Chodesh that there's an Isser Malach Inami. It's referring to Mishum Dinashim Dinagos Shilalasas Malacha. It's referring to in particular the Gemara there, Rosh Hashanah, that women wouldn't do Malacha at Minhag. Kadisa Pirka der Malazar, Vechain Petrashim Megillah, because of the Egel Hazav. What happened was the Yubei Shvatim, they were given each Rosh Chodesh, or each month was given to an each Shevet. But after the Egel Hazav, they were taken away and given over to the Nashim. As a celebration for that success of the women, they took upon themselves some level of Yantif and Isser Malacha on the day of Rosh Chodesh. But what Tosfos says from this, overall though, there certainly is no Isser Malacha on Rosh Chodesh. So the Gemara says now, even though there's a Karban Musaf brought in Rosh Chodesh, there's no Malacha, there's a Mutar Rasiyas Malacha. So too, when it comes to Chol HaMoed, even though there's Karban Musaf, it's not a stira to have a Mutar Malacha either. So then the Gemara says still, Mal Rosh Chodesh She'ein Kari Mikra Kodesh. We don't refer to Rosh Chodesh as a Mikra Kodesh. Tomer b'cholosh ha-moed she-kare mikra kodesh, but we refer to cholamoed as a mikra kodesh. If you look in the parshas Emor, it's called mikra kodesh. So it's a higher level than Rosh Chodesh. It's a firstly sandwiched between 2 days of Isser Malacha. It is also has a kare mosaf, and on top of that, it also has the, it's called mikra kodesh. So then the Gemara says, ho'el v'kare mikra kodesh dinhu she'osir basiyas malacha. Once we've established that it's called Mikra Kodesh, so then it makes a lot of sense, as Rabbi Yonasan to conclude his position, it does make sense that there is an Isser Malacha on a Chol HaShemoed. I think I mentioned this in the past, I think it was in this shir, that this is one of the Gemaras, I think the Ritva writes, that when it comes to Chatzi Halal and Halal Shalom, may mention this on a Sunday then. We spoke at full Halal versus half Halals. So typically we say half Halals on Rosh Chodesh, and we say half Halal also on Pesach. Now, the Sfardim don't say bracha on half halal because it's only a minug. And Ashkenazim do say bracha on half halal even though it is a minug. So I think it's a sheet that's ritva, unless it's the Rambam's sheet, I don't remember, that there's a chiluk between Rosh Chodesh and Chol HaMoed, Pesach. Even though they're both a chatzi halal, Rosh Chodesh is chatzi halal, and Chol HaMoed is chatzi halal, there is a difference. They don't say, I think the Moroccans may do this way, that they don't say bracha on Rosh Chodesh because that's really a minag. But since Chol HaMoed Shel Pesach is Karet Mikra Kodesh, based on this Gemara, it's a higher level than Rosh Chodesh, even though it's only half Halal, they would say a bracha on Halal of Chol HaMoed Pesach. That's how I think the Moroccans pasuk. But it's based on this Gemara again that Chol HaMoed is higher than Rosh Chodesh because it's called Mikra Kodesh. Then the Gemara says, Tani Idach, another Braisa tells us that Kol Melechas Avod Lo Sasu, don't do any Malacha. Limeid Achol HaShem Moed She'asur Basiyas Malacha Divrei Rabbi Yosef Levi. This tells us that even on Chol HaMoed there is an Isser, Lo Sasu, an Isser of doing Malacha. So then the Gemara says that Rabbi Akiva Omer Eino Tzarech, you don't need the Pasuk. Harehu Omer already says, Eilem Moad Hashem. So these the Moadim of Hashem, B'mad Akasav Medaber. What's it referring to? In Barishon, if it's talking about the first day, there's an Isser to Moed, Hare Kfar Namar Shabbason. It already refers to it separately as Shabbason on day one. In Bishri, the Pasuk of El Moed is referring to Shvi, Hare Kfar Namar, Reis Shabbason on Yom Shvi. Ha, what's it referring to? Ha, Eina Kasim Medaber, Ella, Becholo Shel Moed. The Lamedcha, to teach us She'asr Basiyas Malacha, that's the source for Rabbi Akiva. Then the Brisa brings another source, Tani Idach, Sheishes Yamim Tocha Matzos of Yom Shvi, Atzeres Lashem. You should eat matzah for 6 days, and the seventh day stop. Mashvi alter af shishes yomim matzurin. Just like the seventh day is stopping, so to the sixth day you have to stop from malacha. Well, what type of isser malacha? E mashvi alter bechol malacha. Just like the seventh day you stop from all malacha because it's a yomtif shvi shal pesach af shishes yomim matzurin bechol malacha. So you would think by hekesh here that all 6 days as well you should not do. You couldn't do all malacha either. Tamalomar Uvayoma Shvi Atzeres Hashvi Atzur B'chomlacha Vein Sheishes Yomim Shish Yom Atzurin B'chomlacha. But the 6 days are not Atzur B'chomlacha. It's really only 5 days when it comes to Pesach. So in the end of the day, the Gemara says Lo Masin Akasav El Chachamim. The pasuk was handed over to the Chachamim to decide Lo Mar Lacha, to teach you Eze Yom Asur Veze Yom Mutter Eze Malacha Asur Eze Malacha Muter, to tell, to decide which days are Asr and Mutter, which Malachos are Asr and Mutter. And because of this cryptic line here, Lo Masim Akasur El Chachamim, sounds like an oxymoron. Is it a Isr as Malacha? Is it a Isr Midirais of the Kasuv, or is it Isr Midirabban of Chachamim? So there's a big Machlokas Rishonim whether the Isr Chalamoid is an Isr Midiraisa or an Isr Midirabban. There's a decent sized Tosa here who discusses this and brings all the proofs here. The Rishonim in the beginning of Moed Katam, which is, of course, Moed Katam, because it's referring to Chol HaMoed, that's why it's called Moed Katam. We show them there as well, talk about this discussion, whether Chol HaMoed is Aser, Midiraiser, Midirbanan, or there's some combination in between that certain Malachas are Aser, Midiraiser, and certain Malachas are only Aser, Midirbanan. Okay. Gemara now says, Mutarn v'hesped v'tainis, shelo l'kaim es divrei ha'omrim atzeres achar Shabbos. So the Mishnah told us, we told us a week and a half ago or so, that on Sunday, if a Shavuos falls out on Shabbos, so even though there would be a Tashlumim for the next 6 days, there would be Isru Chag on Sunday, they wanted preclude the position of the Tzedukim, they said one should, and one is allowed to, fast and eulogize if need on Sunday, because they would celebrate a Yom Tov. They thought Shavuos was always on Sunday. It's always Machros Shabbos, the pasuk says in Emor. So they always count Sfiras Omer from whatever Shabbos is, whenever Shabbos falls out of Pesach. We obviously only count wherever Pesach lands, but they always go after Motei Shabbos. It's always Koveya. So for them, Shavuos is always going to be on a Sunday. So we said if Shavuos falls out on Shabbos and they're celebrating Sunday, we want to make sure to eulogize and to fast on Sunday while they're busy celebrating, just to go against what they would say. So the Gemara says, "V'maisa meisa alachsa b'lud." Once alachsa, he died. He was nifter in lud. This individual, the nichnasu kol Yisrael l'sof, and all of Klaisa went to eulogize him. V'lohi nicham Rabbi Tarfon, and Rabbi Tarfon didn't let them. Mipnei she yomtiv shel tzeres haya, because this is a shavuos. He didn't let them go eulogize on shavuos. So Gemara says, "Yomtiv sagadaitach I b'yomtiv mikasu." Is referring to yomtiv. How can that be? If there was yomtiv, were they really be coming? So what's going on here? Ella, Ema mipnei sheyom tavoach haya. He didn't let them go because it's yom tavoach. Because remember, they couldn't bring the karbanos on Shavuos. So it was the day after yom tavoach, the day of shechting, when they bring the karbanos, and that's a yom tif. So we said before, the day after Shavuos, the dafkar are allowed to eulogize. Now this mice with the right tarfon, he says he didn't let them eulogize on the day after Shavuos. What's going on here? So the Gemara gives the obvious answer, Lokasha, kan biyomtiv shechalios achar Shabbos, kan biyomtiv shechalios b'Shabbos. Meaning what? If Shavuos falls out on Shabbos, that means Yom Tavach is Sunday. So that's the same day that Tzedukim are celebrating their Shavuos. So that day we would allow for eulogizing, just to go against the Tzedukim. If Shavuos fell out any other day during the week, let's say a Monday or Tuesday, Yom Tavach would be on a Wednesday or Thursday, nothing to do with what the Tzedukim are doing on Sunday, so therefore one would not eulogize, you would celebrate a Yom Tov on that day. The only time you couldn't celebrate a Yom Tov, a Yom Tavach, is if the Yom Tavach was on a Sunday, which is exactly the same day that Tzedukim would celebrate, we would dafka eulogize to go against what they'd be doing on Sunday. Okay, now we get to the hard stuff. Okay, from here to the end is pretty much Tuma, Vitara, Kudshim, Chuma, Parachatas. We'll take it slow. Okay, Yudachesim Abayis, the Mishnah tells us. No Linli Adayim, a person washes their hands, Lechulin, if they're about to eat Chulin, Lemaiser, they're about to eat Maiser, and the Chuma. And they're eating Chuma, they have to wash their hands. Look at Rashi in the top here. No Linli Adayim, Lechulin, Lemaiser, Lechuma. Dai Lahen Benetila, Dekli Shein Ba'eler Revis Maim. They only need a cup that holds just a revis, which is very small. And they wash their hands before eating chulin, meiser, if they were eating meiser, referring to meiser rishon, I believe, the levi, and chumah for the kohanim. And then the Mishnah says, ula kodesh. When it comes to kodesh, if they're eating kodshim, any of their karbanos, matabilin, they need a tevila. What type of tevila do they need? So it says Rashi in the Mishnah, ula kodesh matabilin, aval, he's explaining, aval, in contrast, lechel shlamim, if they're eating shlamim, ochatas, right, the shlamim, who eats the shlamim? The kohen and?
The Baalim,
both, right? Everybody eats it. So before the Kohen or the Baal were to eat the Kachim, or the chatas v'ashim eaten by the kohanim. So before they partake in the kachim, yeshimala, there's an extra higher level, shetzarch lahat b'yadayim barbam. So you don't have to put your whole body immersed in the water, but your hands are dipped into the mikvah. V'yafa pishenon el stam yadayim, even though you don't know of any tuma, they're just stam yadayim, shlo naga b'tuma, deraisa, mitam iskol guf, still, they have to dip the hands before eating the kachim. And then when it comes to the chatas, which is referring to the water, the mechatas of the paraduma, the Mishnah says, l'chatas im nitmu yadav, then nitmo gufo. If your hands are tame, then we consider your entire body tame, and you have to immerse your entire body into the mikvah. So those are the levels. Again, chulin maisa chuma, yadayim only, being washed netila. Kodesh, kadshim, requires tevila of the yadayim, and chatas requires the entire body. So then the Mishnah tells us, Tava l'chulin, if you go to the mikvah for the purposes of eating chulin, then huchzak l'chulin, asr l'maiser. So then huchzak, Rashi tells, huchzak means kavana. If you have kavana for chulin only, that kavana does not work for anything above that. It doesn't work for the next level up for maiser. If you're tava l'maiser, then you're only huchzak l'maiser and that which is below, which is chulin, but you're asr for anything above it, which would be chuma, which is higher end of kachim as well. And if you're tava l'chuma, then you're hochsak l'chuma and anything below that, including chulin and meiser, but it's asr l'kodesh, which is a level above that. But if you're tava l'kodesh, if you have mind to do a mikvah, to do a tefillah in the mikvah for kodesh, which is the highest, then, not the highest yet, I'm sorry, hochsak l'kodesh, but you're asr l'chatas, you can't partake in the mechatas of the paraduma. But then finally, if you're tava l'chamer, which includes the highest, which is going to be the chatas, then you're mutter l'kal, you're permitted in everything below that. Once you have a mind for the highest, for kodesh, or anything of any level, included in that is anything below that. Then the Mishnah says, tava v'lo huchzuk, if you went to the mikvah and had no kavanas at all, ki'ilu lo tavel. It's as if you didn't go to the mikvah, and you have to go to the mikvah yet again. The Mishnah now says, bigdei am ha'aretz, midras lifrushin. So big day Amarats, the Frushim were those who were careful. The Amarats were the ones who were not careful, who didn't know halacha so much. So the clothing of an Amarats was a midras leprushim. What does that mean? So Rashi explains a midras av hatuma letame adam v'kelim. So it's important to background when it comes to tuma. The beginning of Maseches Baba Kama, Dav Beis Amar Alpha Amar Beis, tells us that there are a few types of avos and todos. The classic example of avos todos is what? Hilchos Shabbos is the classic one. Then you also have Avos Toldos, where else? Nezikin, which is why it's there in Mishnah and Nezikin. You also have, which one? Nigarim. I don't think it mentions there in the Gemara Baba Kama, but it's mentioned in the Gemara in Shavuos. Shavuos mentions it, but not in Gemara Baba Kama. And we just said Nezikin, right? Nezikin? Tuma, exactly. Tuma, Avos. There's also the Gemara tells us in Shabbos that, and Moed Katan, that Shemitah also has Avos and Toldos, perhaps, but that's not mentioned in the Gemara Baba Kama. So when it comes to Avos and Toldos, when it comes to the world of Tumah, the halachas are as follows. In Avatumah, there are really four categories of things that can become Tumah. There are things that can create Tumah and things that become Tumah. So when an Avatumah, can it make anything Tumah? What are the four things that become Tumah? Begadim and Kalim, which are people and clothing or utensils, can become Tumah. And Meichel and Mishter, food and Ochel and Mishter, Mashker, food and drinks can become Tumah. Those are the four categories. Now, Adam and Begadim always go together. Adam and Kalim always go together. And food and drink always go together. But those are the four. Those are the categories. So they say an Avatuma has the ability to be Metame all four. So an Avatuma such as a Sheretz, a dead of one of the Shratzim, or a Tumas Mace, those can be Metame any of the four items I mentioned. If it's a Rishon, if it goes down to a Tolda is a Rishon, that only has the ability to be Metame food and liquid. The way to remember that is food and liquid, things that get dirtier easier. You don't want to have food that falls on the floor, water that falls on the floor. It gets dirty easier, so too it gets tummy easier. But as opposed to person and kalim, don't get dirty as easy. So when it comes to tolda, the rishon latuma, it only makes food and drink tummy. It doesn't make people and kalim tummy. So those are the basics. So now look at the Rashi. Rashi says, midras av hatuma litame adam. So the clothing, the big day amaretz, has the din of an avatuma that has the ability to be metame a person, a kalim. Because remember, that's what an avatuma, the significance of avatuma is that it has the ability to even metame a person and kalim. So that's the status of the big day amaretz. It's no different than kimidras hazav. That if a zav sits on some item, a bed, or a chair, that midras, that thing he sits on, has a din of an avatuma. Shemetame adam the kelim based on the pasuk kidichsev ish asher yiga b'mishkavo yichabetz begadav. A person touches a mishkav, a bed that Zav was sitting on, so now he becomes tameh because that mishkav has a din of an avatuma. So Chachamim said the big day amaretz, the clothing that he wears, has the same din of avatuma and makes one of the prushim makes a parish tameh. So then the Mishnah says, big day prushim midras la'ochle chuma. So now the same level. So the clothing of a regular guy, a guy who keeps chulin carefully, but he's not a kohen, doesn't eat chuma, so my clothing is going to become tameh for Shmuel or Ezra, because they're kohanim. So they're going to become tameh for me. I don't have that same level as them. And big day ochle chuma, now for them, those kohanim have special clothing that they keep careful for chuma purposes, will be considered a midras, will be considered avatuma, the kodesh, for those kohanim who are eating, or those even the zarim and the balim who are eating kachim. Big day kodesh, midras lechatas, and the same thing, big day kodesh are going to become tame for a person who's going to partake in the mechatas para. So same idea, those same levels. Then the Mishnah says, Yosef ben Yoezer haya chasid shebekuna. He was a chasid among the shebekuna, he would eat chuma. V'ha'isa mitavchaso midras lakodesh. So even though he ate chuma and he was such a chashiva, one of the, I think we had mentioned earlier maybe, but one of the earlier tanayim, so his clothing, his handkerchief, his little rag was considered tamei for those who were eating kachim, even though he was such a great individual. And Yochanan ben Gudgada, haya ochel al taras hakodesh, he'd be careful to eat even the chulin. There are some members of the gedolim who would make sure to eat even chulin when they were tahor, even though you don't have to keep chulin tahor. And he would eat al taras hakodesh koyamav, and hayisa mitzvachas or midras lechatas. So even though he kept all his clothing at the level of a kodshim, still that his clothing was still tamei. If a person, a kohen, was about to be involved in the chatas, he would make him tamei. So Gemara says now, back to the beginning of the Mishnah, chulin u'maiser mibo netilis yadayim. Does chulin and maiser really require washing your hands before eating it? Or minhi, we have a question from Ebraisa, hachuma babikurim. Chuma, of course, is the given to the kohanim. A person, a farmer, finishes all his fruits in the land, and the first amount of really midiraisa, how much do you have to give chuma to a kohen? Midiraisa? Chita achas poteris, exactly one chita is enough. But the Gemara says that we try to give 1/40th, 1/50th, or 1/60th. 1/40th is the Yafe, 1/50th is the Beinonis, and 1/60th is the Stingy, the Ra, Ein Ra. So the Tosis and Kedushin quotes Yushalmi, based on Chumaschem, it says Chumaschem ends with a Chaf and a Mem there to 60, I think he says. So there's the Yushalmi has different Sukkim sources for the 1/40th, 1/50th, and 1/60th, so based on the Yushalmi, there might be an Indian of being a deraisa of these shurim. The Pashas isn't according to the Bavli, these shurim are only midirabanan. So that shuma, the first thing you give to the kohen, that's called shuma. Then bikurim, what's bikurim? Which fruits are subject to bikurim? Not Eretz, only shivas yamim only, shivas minim, I mean. Shivas minim, not all fruits, but only shivas minim. The shivas minim are subject to bikurim, so the first fruits of the season of the shivas minim are brought to the base of Megdish to be eaten there. So the Brisa says, Chuma ubikurim, vabikurim chayavim alea misa. If a zar eats any of these, he's chay misa. V'chomesh, if he eats them accidentally, based on the pasuk, he pays an additional chomesh. The value of the grapes he ate, he has to add an additional 20% to. V'asa lezarm, and there's an isalav if he eats it. V'hei nichse kohen, and it's a property of the kohen, which means he's allowed to, Rashi says, look at the Rashi, last four narrow lines of Rashi. V'hei nichse kohen, l'kadesh behem es ha'isha, it's considered his, and he could use his chuman bikurim to marry a woman. U'likach b'damem avadim v'karkos v'behem ha'temei, he could buy things with it, it's his. And the Brisa continues back to the Gemara now. V'olin b'echud u'meya, if it gets mixed together with one to 100 ratio, that would be considered batel, as opposed to, usually it's shishim is batel, but in this case, 1 to 100, it's going to be batel for chuman bikurim. V'te'unim n'tiyat ha'dayim, and you require washing your hands prior to eating chuma and bikurim. V'er shemesh, and if he goes to mikveh, he became tameh, he needs to wait for sunset for him to be roi to eat. That's the first daf of Maseches Brachos. Hare elu b'chuma u'bikurim. These are all the rules when it comes to the world of chuma and bikurim. Mash enkin, as opposed to when it comes to ma'aser v'chol shekein b'chulin, they don't require all the above, which includes even netiyat ha'dayim. Only netiyat ha'dayim applies to bikurim and chuma, but you don't need netiyat ha'dayim for chulin and ma'aser. But our Mishnah here says you do need netiyat ha'dayim for chulin and ma'aser. So it explains the Gemara. It says, kasha ma'aser ma'aser, kasha chulin achulin. There's a double steer here. Bishul Meister Meister Lokasha. That's not a stira. Harabi Meir Harabanan. It's a machlokas tonight. The Tanan, the Mishnah tells us. Kol aton bias mai medivrei sof. From any time that Chachamim medivrei sof, the Chachamim instituted a requirement for tevila, so then we said mitames a kodesh uposel as a chuma umot lechul in the meiser divrei Rabbi Meir. Okay, very very important din here. You have to learn these different words and terms. Mitame is different than posel. Posel, when it passes something, it disqualifies the next line. There's different levels. There's Av, there's Rishon, there's Sheni, there's Shlishi. As the Tumah leaves from its initial source, it goes down levels. So whenever you hear the word posel, that's the last on the list. It disqualifies that item, but that last item that's puzzled does not have the ability, the potency, to matame the next item. It's only puzzle. It's not tame. But if you're matame something, that makes that item tame and the ability to pass over yet another level to the next item. So now the Brisa says as follows. Anytime, kol aton bias mai medivrei sofrim. Anytime the divrei sofrim, the chachamim, obligated you to go to the mikvah. So then that person, before he goes to the mikvah, is metamis hakodesh. He's metamis the kodesh, the kodshim, whereby the kodshim is tame and can make something else tame. And it's only posed as a chuma because chuma is a lower level. It disqualifies chuma, but doesn't make the chuma tame to pass it on. And mutter lechulin ulemaiser divrei Rabbi Meir. Since it's only a tuma midivrei sofrim, Rabbi Meir holds it does not disqualify chulin and meiser. So we see that Rabbi Meir's makel when it comes to chulin and meiser. So to his makel that doesn't require nitzias adayim. So Rabbi Meir is the author of the brisa in the Gemara. But according to Chachamim Osrim b'meiser, they say when it comes to meiser, it's also. So this individual who requires ton bius maim midivrei sofrim midirabanan, he would disqualify, would passel meiser. So Chachamim hold meiser does require nitzias adayim. So Chachamim authored our mission. So that explains the difference between meiser and meiser. One's Rabbi Meir who's mekel, and one's Chachamim who is machmir. So one second here. Okay. So then the Gemara says Ella chulin achulin kasher, but there's still kasher when it comes to chulin. How come our mission says chulin requires nitzias adayim, but the Brisa says chulin doesn't require nitzias adayim? Lo kasher kan beachila kan benegia. One's talking about touching. One's talking about eating. So when it comes to touching chulin, you don't require nitzias adayim. If you're going to consume the chulin, which is a higher form of negiyah, of course, that would require nitzias adayim. And that's the difference, achila versus negiyah. Just look in Rashi. Rashi said, just to say it clear, four lines up from the bottom of Rashi, at the end of the line, be'achila masnisin dematrich netila be'achila kamar. Our mission, which says you do require netila, that's referring to when you're consuming the chulin, you require netila. But when you're only touching it, you don't require netila. So then the Gemara says, Maskiv la Rav Simi bar Ashi adkan lo pligi rabbanon ala de Rabbi Meir ela b'achila de Meiser. He only argues with Rabbi Meir regarding eating that Rabbi Meir doesn't require netila for eating Meiser, and Chachamim do require netila for eating Meiser. Ava, when it comes to negiyah de Meiser, touching Meiser, and when it comes to achila de chulin, eating chulin, lo pligi, there's no machlokas that both of them agree you don't require netila. Even when it comes to eating chulin, everybody agrees you don't require a netila. So what's the machlokas? When do you need a netila for chulin? Ella, idi ve'idi ba'achila. Both cases are referring to eating the chulin v'lo kasher. Kan ba'achila dinahama, kan ba'achila diperi. One referring to eating bread, one referring to eating fruit. Dama Rav Nachman, and we'll stop here. Kol notel yadav leperos hareza megasi ruach. It's brought down Shulchan Aruch. Anybody who washes their hands for peros, he's gasi ruach. That's something that's not practice, and he's considered doing yura. He's considered a bal gaiva. So we don't wash hands for fruit, chulin. When it comes to washing hands for eating bread, which is what we do practice, that's what it was referring to. So our mishnah, which says there is netila for chulin, that's referring to bread. The brisa that says there is no netila for chulin, that's referring to peros, not washing peros. Okay. It's something else. Yeah, that's a different thing. Very good. Very good. We'll stop.